the town is called Ayin, and they were sent to the police division at Diaso.
And who gave them that particular land to do that kind of illegal mining there?
You see, everybody who saw us coming started running away. So those who arrested were the three Chinese miners, and we gave them to the police. I learned they are being processed for court maybe today or tomorrow.
Were they armed? So
they were not armed, but they had the excavators and all that, everything over there. So the vanguard will try to move the excavators from the site.
So as we speak now, has the area been taken over by the Operation Vanguard, or your team are still there?
They've evacuated the place. They've run away. The Ghanaians who saw us coming started running away. We chased this Chinese legal man and got them arrested. So the place is now vacant now.
So they were being fought for by the Ghanaians?
Yes. Every Chinese illegal miner has a Ghanaian frontier. Every Chinese illegal miner. You see, they don't know. Sometimes they don't even speak our language. But we have some Ghanaians who can interpret their language, talk to them in the Kari and understand. These Ghanaians are the people who are behind the illegal mining. They pay the Ghanaians to do the reclamation. The Ghanaian will take the money, put it into his pocket, and then the Chinese man will go, hoping that the land will be reclaimed, and then they will leave the land like that.
President of the Volunteers Against Environmental Degradation, Richard Addo.